Welcome to our Health and Wellness podcast. I'm Charlotte and I'm with my friend Jacob, and we're going to be describing how the media portrays people with mental illnesses incorrectly and as stereotypes.
I will be speaking from a completely scientific point of view and using statistics to show how the media is misrepresenting mental illnesses in society.
And I will be speaking from a personal view since I suffer from mental illnesses. They are paranoid schizophrenia and depression. I want to show how I feel about it and how wrong the media really is.
So, Charlotte, how do you think people with mental illnesses as schizophrenia and, whatever else you have, are misrepresented in the media?
So basically the media portrays people with mental illnesses as violent or as a criminal. That is really, really wrong, because the media mostly aims the violence and criminal ideation to people with schizophrenia to add on. People with schizophrenia, like myself, are scared of everything, making it almost impossible for a schizophrenic to act on anything violent or criminal-like. We see hallucinations, and in my experience, I can't act violent since I'm too scared to do anything during my hallucinations. I don't know why it's always based on schizophrenics that were always the crazy and bad guys in movies. So why do you think people with schizophrenia are misinterpreted in the media?
One reason for their misrepresentation in the media is because people's lack of knowledge about the illness. People often are afraid of what they do not understand. And why do you think they're able to use these demonized stereotypes in media, such as movies and comic books?
Well, I think it's because the lack of understanding and lack of outspoken people with the illness, it makes it easier to use as a way to quickly make a villain in the media without having to think much about how they got there or what their motives is. It's like if they have a mental illness, boom, they're the instant bad guy and all that.
Yeah, people with mental illnesses that are portrayed in media are the most often seen as violent or threatening. Studies show that you are exposed to this sort of stereotypes and mental illness in media from a young age. A study showed that 25% of characters in G and PG movies having a psychiatric illness, and that 50% of kids' TV shows refer to mental illness in some sort of negative way.
Yeah, to add on to that, basically, like, it's kind of, like, really hurtful to see how certain people with mental illnesses are, like, seen as, like, basically, like, crazy, like, you can't trust them, you don't feel safe around them. It's basically, like, for example, like, in a lot of movies, the, I can't think of a specific one because I've seen a lot of them with people portrayed as crazy, but, like, one of them is, like, how basically a schizophrenic is, like, basically crazy, that they're usually in an insane asylum, that they're always violent to people, like, they use weapons, whatever they can find, like, for example, a bat. And in my experience, being a schizophrenic is kind of scary because you hear things that no one else hears, and you don't really know how to basically act on it, so just, like, people putting us as the bad guys doesn't really make any sense because, again, we can't do anything violent or criminal, like, when we're in this mindset.
Yeah, and that still comes down to people not knowing about it, and really, in media, we should be portraying them in much more of a conservative way to be able to find ways to help them that and help people that are dealing with this disease.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
It's kind of, like, not fair, in my opinion, because, like, I just feel like we're always the bad guys, because usually whenever I come out to someone saying, hey, I have paranoid schizophrenia, please don't be scared of me, they end up getting scared of me, and they, like, are acting like, oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to hit me or something? Are you going to get a knife and stab me?
Yeah, people with mental illnesses, out of the all of them that are portrayed in media, an average of 75% of them are portrayed as the villain or the bad guy of the story.
Mm-hmm. And to add on, like, say, for a certain video game, like, Until Dawn, like, the killer, also the brother, was a schizophrenic, but he was giving depression pills. And basically, like, they were making him all crazy. Like, of course, that's basically, like, what happens and all that. But the way that they did it was really good, but also really bad because he wasn't being taken care of correctly, and that's what really made me hate the game, kind of, because of how, like, they were ignore. Like, I know it's a part of the story, but they were, like, literally ignoring his needs and the specific medication that he needed.
Yeah, and medications are very often misprescribed or prescribed for too long, especially in teens. For example, Adderall is overprescribed, and also when it is prescribed to people, is normally prescribed for about 3 times as long as it should be given normally.
Yeah. And it's mostly like probably it's also like a stimulant and all that, but like it can also, I think, I don't know, it's just not okay at all.
Yeah. I think it's about time to wrap this up. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you. Goodbye.